Today's Cotton News Line is One Cut. It features Dr. Jangiz Koparan, Assistant Professor of Precision Agriculture Technology at the University of Arkansas. First cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
AI relies on this extensive, readily available, and steadily, continuously provided data. It enables us to make decisions for systems to make decisions based on real-time data. There are simple applications to more extensive applications. The research is focused on the most extensive applications where we don't have to make a decision. The equipment that we use currently in farm can make the decisions based on this continually available data from onboard sensors or pre-collected data and models. Some of these technologies are already available. An example, the autonomous driving tractors. It's an AI example. The irrigation systems, depending on the soil moisture, soil type data, and then the droughtness, the heat, available water. Based on all these parameters, an AI system can make a decision to when to turn on the water irrigation system and when to close it. That's a very good example. We always try to meet with farmers and explain them these technologies, show them firsthand usage and how they can utilize these in their farms. And since the technology is relatively new and doesn't have wider applications, and it's not well adapted because it's not understood well, farmers usually keep distance from it because it might cause more problems for them. These are still questions that we are trying to answer and adapt new technologies. I suggest them stay tuned with the university and us. Also, companies are adapting well with new AI technologies, and they are the first source that can make available these technologies for farmers.